In this episode, my last day, night, my last hours.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test ickles, test ickles. Welcome everyone to episode 883 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, and sleazecast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Sounds like a dance. When I flex, when you flex, we all flex our biceps. Bow, 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 bow. Anyway, fam, this is my last day, my last evening on this trip. And there will be more, so I'm looking forward to it. It was a great, relaxing, yet effective. I still got a lot of work done, did a lot of stuff, including recharging, and I get a lot of questions about breaking plateaus. That's a huge one. Many, many, many people have issues. You probably have had an issue, or at least had one, where you hit a plateau or an area, a period where you were just not making progress, whatever kind of progress that is, but you felt like you weren't moving forward. At least you felt that way. Maybe that wasn't the reality. You need to recharge. You need to recharge to avoid those plateaus. You need to recharge to overcome and avoid plateaus. It's very easy to get stuck in a rut. It's very easy to keep going the direction that maybe you shouldn't be going, keep on going the wrong direction if you are not aware of what direction you're going. So it's always great to step back and get a little perspective. So as much as I did actually get work done and kind of step back and observe a bunch of things, you know, as a whole, it allowed me to recharge from really the backbreaking schedule that I give myself in terms of content creation, in terms of being in the middle of everything, or at least feeling like it, because that's where I started Swolenormous. That's where I started the Daily Swole, all in my office, all in that area, all in those quarters. And I really haven't left it. I mean, maybe a couple days at a time here and there, but I haven't really stepped out and more or less unplugged from a specific routine for an extended period of time. I still got stuff done, still answered comments, still posted, still was engaged in responding to people. You know, of course, maybe not as often, but a couple times a day I would go in and answer all the comments and questions and at least keep up with it. I never ignore anything. If anything, I'll get back to it as soon as I can, or on the plane or on the airport or something like that. But you know, it's the first time where I've really, really unplugged as much as I have in really the past 2 years. So it's been a huge thing for me in terms of a psychological, mental approach to my work, because I'm not in the middle of the normal hectic situation environment that I put myself in, because I'm always thinking, I'm always adapting, I'm always trying to work at a high level. So I have to stay centered, but also I can't leave because I need to be in front of the computer to edit. So there's really limitations with how far and how often I can leave or where I can go, and you know, how plugged in I have to be depending on the time of year, what I'm trying to do in terms of content, you know, just scheduling and other obligations that I have that you have as well. So I want you all to think about that, you know, after this episode. And actually, this episode is going to be interesting. I'm going to kind of come back and forth. I'll be in here, you know, off and on throughout the evening and the night tonight, just doing kind of little snippets. So a little bit of a different spin on this episode, just kind of like my mindset in the moment, maybe 1 or 2 minute clips. I wouldn't say clips, but I'll sit down because we have family over. We're doing like a nice big dinner and there may be some content from that. But if anything, I'm going to be stopping in because I'm not going to be doing a whole straight hour because, or an hour or so. I'm not going to put a time limit on this podcast, but I'm not going to, you know, sit here and while all the family is here because it's the last night. So it'll be an interesting little theme that's going to run for this episode, kind of unplugging, but getting perspective in order to move forward. And where a lot of people think that taking time off from the gym, not working out as hard or as intensely, backing off from your routine, unplugging, you can talk about it like it's a bad thing. And like, okay, you always have to be working. You always have to be trudging forward. You always have to be crushing it. Or the importance of the individual to shift into a more of a passive state of unplugging and really just stop and smell the roses more, appreciate not having your face buried in the phone and all that type of stuff. So you can always be on and argue for the effectiveness and the necessity of that. But in order to keep on moving forward, if you're really into fitness, or for me, business and fitness and Swole Enormous for the long term, if you're in it for the long term, you will sacrifice something in the moment or in the short term to benefit that long-term result. Because if you are always trying to go for those instant gratifications, those instant pleasures, and always resting and always trying to take time off and always try to find that balance that doesn't really exist. You have to find a new balance when you have goals like that, whether they're fitness related, business related, relationship related, right? It's important to know when to fight a battle, know when to physically take a break, know when to mentally take a break, and do that before you crash and collapse. Because if you break down, get injured, get mentally burned out, that can take months if you ever recover. That can really be traumatic if you really overdo it and burn out severely. Getting injured can take months of recovery. Mental burnout can take indefinite amounts. So it's important to recognize those periods of rest before you actually need them, before all the warning signs just give up and then you just crack. You need to be able to, right? You need to drink before you're thirsty. You should generally eat before you're hungry so you don't suffer those hunger pains and the desire to overeat. And when you're starving, you know, you eat earlier than when you're starving, so that way you're less likely to overeat, those types of strategies. So you want to be able to recognize when you need those times of downshifting and when you need those times of turning it up and working your ass off. And going higher with intensity for fitness, for example, or business. But this is one of those points where I had to pull back for a couple days after launching new programs and all this stuff in Swole Enormous X. It was really taxing, brand new program, vault, all these things I was doing. I was working around the clock. I was really burned, you know, candle burned at both ends. And I really needed to shift of scenery, shift of schedule, shift of content, and just really take a nice big deep breath in for the few days I was up here and come back. And now it's going to be ready for the tsunami, ready for the big push for who knows how long. But recognizing that in your life is super important. So what I'm going to do right now is go on to, I got a shower and I'll do some stuff with family, but we'll keep this theme continuous because this is, like I mentioned, this is the last night of my unplug or this kind of downshift or side shift from what I normally do. So I'll be back in now and again, but we'll keep the same theme and just some other thoughts are going to come up, because when I'm sitting around having conversations, talking, relaxing, there'll be other feelings that come up. So I'll just hit on those when it happens later on. So hope you're enjoying this. And if you like this style of episode, if you like kind of a little bit more of a, you know, a vlog type feel, if you're digging that kind of the, you know, more than just one period in time in terms of the content. If you like this style, make sure you send me a DM, hit me up on Facebook, feel free to reach out and contact me. If you like any different style for whatever reason, just reach out. Happy to answer any questions. I'd love to hear your feedback, especially because this week has been a lot different for the podcast style content. And yeah, hope you enjoy this episode. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode. If you missed it, go check it out. All these episodes this week has been absolute fire because of the different shift of mindset and the different things that were on the table in terms of subjects. So super cool. But yesterday's with my mom was awesome. And yeah, I think you'll enjoy the rest of this one too. So I'll be back later. Oh. What up, FamWise GameG? So my dad and his girlfriend came over for dinner. We ate. I cooked a shitload of steak. And yeah, it's just great. It's just great to be around family. It's great to be around people that know you, that have similar sense of humor, that you're just shooting the shit with. I usually don't, come on. Some people have dinner and meals with people all the time. It's crazy. Like, I'm usually eating by myself. You know, I'm usually eating during the day. I have my routine. It's just nice to have like a social meal. I haven't had a social, super social meal in, well, I guess it hasn't been that long. I don't know. It was a great culmination. So tomorrow we're doing a brunch and more steak, got bacon, and we do the whole thing, and then got an afternoon flight out of here. So this podcast is going to be, it may be like a two-part or a two-day. I might cover 2 days, and then that's what I'm thinking about. I might do a two-parter because, no, I probably won't do. I don't know. We'll see. Because probably going to do one with my dad, just like I did with my mom. Probably do it either in the car on the way to the airport or something along those lines. And we'll just talk about fitness and stuff, because he's actually doing my programs. He's actually doing my programs in Soul Enormous X. He's doing the 90-day dash, and he's into, I believe it's his fifth week, so we can talk fitness stuff too. And he can have his perspective, because he was there for all of it as well, with my training and stuff and how I was eating and all that. So yeah, I'll probably jump back in here in a little bit later. Might go in the hot tub. It's cool ass situation with the hot tub out there. It's cool outside, so you're sitting in the hot tub, and no stars out tonight, but nice cool weather, so it's a nice contrast going back into the absolute fucking heat tomorrow. So not looking back to sweating my balls off, but I am looking back. I got bit by something, fam. I got bit by something under my armpit. I got like swelling. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully it's like a reaction. I know I'm throwing a lot of random stuff your way, but I'm in a good mood. Feeling good. Had some good food in my belly. Going to go back out there and yeah, just hang out. Going to do laundry and pack. Make sure I'm not bringing home a nest full of ticks and shit. Got to make sure that the clothes are pretty clean and get ready for the grindhouse. I am so ready to rage. I'm so ready to rage on content and just go absolutely nuts. So good shit, fam. Good stuff. All right. I said I'd check back in. I said I'd come back in, leave, come back. So I will see you in a little bit. Peace out. What up, fam? It's the end of the evening, the end of an era. Tomorrow is that brunch. Just went into the hot tub one last time, been doing some thinking in there. Easy to do because it's freaking amazing and comfortable and nice against my nips. Nice warmth against my nips. No. Well, that is true, but it's been really nice to have the cool weather, which I know for most of you listening is coming through. You know, winter is upon us. Winter is coming. It's here, and it's going to be hot as fuck. So what have I learned in the past week? What have I learned since coming up here and doing this little kind of reset, recharge, reinvigorate, creative brainstorm, mental shift? You know, what did I learn from all this? What did I get from this? What am I bringing home? What is my approach for the next couple months? Well, first off, my approach is to keep on doing what I've been doing. I feel like there's a lot of hustling going on. There's a lot of hard work going on, and the direction's good on my end. You know, it's very hard for people to maintain high output, high quality. A lot of people struggle for content. A lot of people struggle to create a community. A lot of people struggle to have that kind of connection with their audience. And I am extremely proud of each and every one of you. I'm extremely proud of what we have created together. I am extremely proud and grateful that there is this intangible commitment towards one another in a positive way. Like, there's very, very rarely any kind of negativity. And even if there is, it's not so much negativity as it might be an opposing viewpoint, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's great to have just so much support, just the comments on the posts, the messages that I get, the feedback from the show, and what you are all getting from my content, my daily content, and kind of following along. And essentially what's really, it's a daily show and it's daily topics, but there is a big part of it that it is a vlog style format. Vlog meaning, of course, video log, but an audio log, an A log, whatever you want to call it, but a running account of the state of fitness from a macro standpoint, from a state of fitness for me personally, my personal approach to fitness. And I like to sprinkle. A lot of you message me about how you love the combination of education and science with humor and inspiration and just like, you know, slap you in the face with my knowledge cock and scream at you and say, stop being a lazy piece of shit and get off your fat ass. And everyone like, yeah, fuck yeah, you know what, you're right. I am being lazy. I need to just shut up and fucking do it. And you like that blend. You like that blend, which is great. And it's always just extremely, extremely positive. The emotion surrounding all of it. And I really feel like I mentally, at least on my end, I want to take you on a journey. I just really want you to see me progress as you see yourself progress. I want to see your own reflection in what I do, right? And I want you to aspire, and it's going to be hard for me to put this into words, but I want you to aspire to be like who I'm trying to aspire to be, because I'm not perfect. I'm not saying look up to me and do as I do, but I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to do better every day. I'm trying to do better with my stuff. You know, me doing a daily show, me doing the Daily Swole, by doing the Daily Swole, that is a commitment. It's my own commitment to myself that I am going to set the bar high. I am going to challenge myself every day to do a show, to do a great show, to have a great podcast, to spread some knowledge, spread some humor, make people smile, give people a break in their day, teach them something, give them some perspective in my life that might help them. I know there's a lot of episodes that I've done. This is, geez, I'll check again. I always forget. You know, 883, right? I believe it's 883. This is a little insight into who I am. This is just your escape. This is your education. It's your enlightenment. It's your permission to fucking go out and go after what you want in this life. That's so fucking cliche, and it's undervalued. The fact that you need to do what makes you happy. You need to do what challenges you. You need to do something that's going to discipline you. You need to try to be someone better than your current self. And that doesn't mean that you're not good enough. It doesn't mean you're not beautiful. It doesn't mean you don't have value. It just means that you're striving to become a better person for others. You have to be whole so you can give, and so you can help, and so you can improve people's lives. If you want to be a plumber, you're going to improve people's lives by providing amazing service in a timely manner, do a great job, leave them feeling safe and, you know, appreciated, and you know that they have, you do the best job possible. I mean, fine, but you have to be healthy physically and mentally in order to perform at a high level and do your job, your craft, your skill. Whether you play a sport, whether you run a business, whether you are a family person, you can be the best family person you can be. You can be the best athlete you can be. You can be the best you, and that's really it is what it is, the best you, the best version of yourself. You don't have to be the best football player in the world. You don't have to be the best basketball player in the world. You don't have to be the richest person in the world. But if your name is John, you should be the best John Holmes, whatever. Mike Peterson. You should be that best person that you can be. That's who you should be. That's what you should focus on. Individual improvements, individual progression, doing better for yourself. That's where the focus should be. It should be on you taking that next step, not so much where you are, where you're going to be in comparison to others. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't worry about how your best or how your situation measures up to them, but there is nothing wrong. There's a big misconception with devaluing yourself or understanding that you could be better and that you should always be striving to do better and be better. So as a result, it improves the welfare, well-being of those around you that you come in contact with. You have to be whole so you can spread those types of positive positive vibes, knowledge, whatever it is. And that's what I like about this podcast, is that I let you into my own personal journey, and I hope that you aspire to be consistent. I hope that you aspire to do things daily. I hope that you aspire to challenge yourself in the way that I have in whatever you're trying to accomplish, you know, to promote yourself, you know, to improve yourself. It doesn't have to be a daily podcast. You don't have to do that, but I hope I challenge you, man, I could do something physically active every day. It doesn't always have to be heavy weight training. Maybe a couple days it's yoga. Maybe a couple is just walking. But you commit a certain amount of time, boom. If he could do a daily podcast every day, I can work out for half an hour every day. There you go. That's the same challenge. It's the same thing. But you're passionate about that because you want to make a change with your fitness and you want to improve your health. That's a great way to challenge yourself. I wasn't an expert podcaster. I'm still not. But when I started, I just started doing it. And those of you that have listened to a lot of previous episodes, you know how much better it is now than it was before. My delivery is better. The topics are more dynamic. The audio, the higher quality, and whatever. You know, or maybe you like the earlier ones. You think these suck. I doubt it, because a lot more people are listening now than they were then. So couldn't have been that good then. But you get the point. Everything evolves. I've changed. You're going to change. My content's going to change. Different things are going to happen. I'm going to do different styles. You know, things are going to progress as they should or need to progress. It just is what it is. So what's going on now isn't the way necessarily it's going to be in the future. So it's been an interesting week. It's been a great week. It's given me a lot of perspective, renewed my appreciation for all of your support and everything that we've built here together. Those of you that are listening, that are members of Swolenormous X, those of you that follow on Facebook, podcast people specifically, or, you know, specifically, like, you just, all you do is listen to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those places, YouTube people, IG, Snapchat, because a lot of you follow me on different places and you all convene. You know, with the podcast, you know, obviously I post things everywhere, but each and every single one of you, the point of me saying that is each and every single one of you are an intricate part of the entire thing. The entire brand, the entire energy, the entire family, community, just different shades of it, different little sub communities within the whole. And I appreciate every single one of you. I get great feedback. I get very little negativity or pushback, only for those funny, ranting, ridiculous videos on YouTube do I ever get negativity. But you're all the right mindset. And the fact that a lot of you are embracing the concepts that I'm talking about and things from my personal experience that I'm sharing with you, because a lot of it's very personal, a lot of it's my thoughts that I have myself and my own struggles. Like, I've talked about a lot of things on the show. There's a, you know, I feel very welcome telling you these things, because not just of the feedback, but I feel like, I mean, I've heard the responses, I've read them. I get pictures all the time, transformations, and a lot of psychological, mental transformations, people looking at their progress, looking at their training, their priorities differently, like how they view their body, how they value the health of their body versus other desires or momentary temptations. Like, it's, we're doing good work, and it's not just me, it's all of you. So thank you so much for all the amazing support this week, for the great, again, positive feedback from these episodes. I know it hasn't been the normal streaming, the normal live stream. Tomorrow will be, I want to do one with my dad, probably in the car on the way to the airport, something. I'll just record the audio there and maybe get his feedback or get some input from him. That's the plan so far. We'll see how it works out tomorrow. That could be fun. But we'll be back, hit the ground running, and get on the flow again. We'll be back on the live broadcasts, and it'll be fun. It'll be fun to go back to what we're all used to and have some fun there. And we can do some follow-up episodes and do some fire Q&As and get back into doing some muscle breakdowns and things of that sort. So as always, make sure to reach out, message me on Facebook. You can message me on Instagram, DM me, you can send me an email. You can hit me up if you have any topics you want to hear about. I definitely have a list. I mean, I'm never short on content, but if you are all interested in certain subjects, if you ask me questions, I do pull from those concepts in order to deliver episodes and, you know, what we should be talking about. If I'm getting a lot of topics or questions on weight loss, that just seems to be something that people are interested in at the moment. If I get a lot of questions about strength training during a period, you know, so definitely reach out. And if there's anything you want to hear about a topic, please submit your ideas. I always value them. And if it fits the flow and, you know, what I have planned for my content schedule, absolutely, I can address that either in a question, a video, or on the show. So make sure you show up live, turn on your notifications on Instagram, turn on your notifications on Facebook. That way you know when I go live and you can hopefully tune in and ask some questions live and interact and engage with Papa Swolio on the Schlive. So at the end of an era, it's going to be interesting. Part of me is, I don't know about anxious, but oh my God, going back to Miami, it's going to be hot. It's going to be, you know, South Florida is going to be sweaty balls again. I'm going to be back to the same old type thing. But I do feel refreshed. It's going to be interesting perspective. And this is usually that time period where you really decide where you want to go with your next step in life. If you want to shake things up, you're going to move, change locations, travel more. You know, those kinds of feelings are definitely coming up on this trip, just because of the stark contrast to where I grew up in contrast to more of a urban environment, especially just total change in climate. So yeah, it's been a great week. It's been a lot of fun. It's been great seeing great people, family, people I haven't seen for far too long. So that was awesome. But I appreciate all of you, again, your feedback for the episodes and joining me for this trip. So enjoy this episode. I will see you tomorrow for episode 884 of The Sleaze. Everyone, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Where else am I watching this? Where are you listening to this? Podcast peeps, love you all. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 883 of the Most Muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, and Taintcast in the realm, because your bearded boy is coming home. Papa Swolio out. Peace, fam. See you tomorrow.